Joystick, the joystick show. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, B, A, select.
Start.
Welcome, gamers, to our Twisted Reality. Hey, we're going on vacation so I can start game... No.
Joystick. The Joystick Show.
Hello, Joystick Show fans, lovers, Rumble Pack. I wish I could roll my R's. I can't roll my R's. Rumble Pack. That wasn't too bad, was it?
No.
Not good?
But better than I can do. I can't roll my R's at all.
You can't roll them at all?
Nope.
Ooh-wee. Well, guess what? As I just mentioned in the show, we're going on vacation. And why is it that when I go on vacation, I can't just sit around and game? Why can't a vacation be for me just to chill and game all day, all night, sit in me underwears, sit in me undies, my pink undies, with a little foo-foo around the edge, and just play some games? Can't happen.
Mm-mm.
No. Gotta go. That's all right. We're gonna lock down the studio like Fort Knox. We're gonna have armed guards protecting all our very expensive stuff here at the Joystick Show. Mm-hmm. You know, like my 1976 Millennium Falcon toy. Whoop! Yeah. Uh-huh. Come on. My Stormtrooper original with arms that don't move. That's what I'm talking about. Besides up and down like this. You can't see, but this is what it would look like. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so what are you doing there, Thang? 12.
I'm waiting for vacation. I'm just sitting around. Got a job.
You know why? Because he's like, I want to buy more games.
Yep, pretty much. Because
a lot coming out. Yeah. Right?
Yep.
Good stuff.
All right, sure. So you're talking about gaming, though. I'm bringing my Switch on vacation. So maybe I'll get the game a little bit. I believe H-Bomb's bringing his Xbox.
I'm bringing KeyForge. Oh, yeah. That's actually... card game, it's not an important game.
Yeah, but.
So we're going to do a quick abridged show here. We're getting ready, packed to go, but we wanted to say thanks to each and everyone that listens, and we should be back in about a week and a half, right? Back at it again.
Yep.
So let's talk. We do have a little bit of news to bring up. No sponsor. We told them to take the week off. I sent my sales people home, right? But what are we doing on the gaming front? What's happening?
I am playing... first of all, I got this new game a few days ago. It's free. Called No More Room in Hell.
Okay.
And it's on Steam and it's free. It would tell you to pick it up.
Yeah.
But I won't because it's not good at all.
It's not good at all.
We got in, it took us, like, we spent 30 minutes trying to figure out how to get in the same game. And
right.
Then we found one way to do it where we go and we set all these, so we go to a public server where it shows all the servers. We set all the, the categories that we want them in the same.
Yeah.
And we click refresh at the same time. And, like, there's, like, a 30% chance it'd work. And we'd find the same one. We'd click on it, join it, and finally we got into it. And we had to do that every time we wanted to play. And so that was dumb. But the other thing is, when you get in there, it's, like, the worst graphics ever. But it's free.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, that's fine. But the controls and everything are so weird. The guns, you get guns. It's a zombie game, I didn't already say that. It's a zombie game. You survive with the things as zombies, but there's also like objectives to do in the middle of it, which is kind of cool, but it's really annoying when...
And this is PC, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they give you all these guns at the beginning, but they give you like one mag of ammo, so you use them and it kills two zombies, and there's like 20 of them coming at you.
And you die.
And then you have to pull out your axe or whatever, which takes... Yeah, but it takes a lot of time. And it's just like, it's a slow, boring... game. The
Excellent.
Only thing that I didn't try on it though that might be cool is there's a VR mode.
Ooh.
For it. And
yeah,
so you can play it in
that,
VR.
Arizona Sunshine.
Yeah, I should just play that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's that. You can check it out, but I'm just letting you know it's really bad.
Mm.
The other thing is Fortnite had a patch update a while ago. It was a really big update in a while.
So are you jumping right into the news already?
Oh, this is the news.
Oh, and okay, now go ahead. Don't worry.
Well, did you have anything on the gaming front?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No, I've been packing all week and working my tail off so I could make sure I could have the time to go.
Okay.
So, anyways, go ahead. See, I don't sound bitter, though, do I?
Okay, well, you know what? Do we have a segment and sound for the gaming front?
No.
Okay, well.
What, you don't listen to the show?
We're going back to the gaming front. Okay.
Go
we're
ahead.
Going back.
You are? Okay.
I'm playing Rainbow, the new ops coming out more. I'm still.
Oh, wait, so I gotta go back and edit this now? Yeah. So I can't play that
no,
piece?
No, no, no. You can just say that we're going back, and then do you have a reverse sound effect in there? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. No, put in a real one. Okay, whatever. Anyway, playing Rainbow. All right, yeah. Back to the news. No, but well, wait, I'm playing with the new ops, and I've just been playing like a lot of it, playing more ranked. I never played ranked before, but I started getting into it so yeah. I can have a rank, because right now I don't. You have to play a few matches before you get ranked.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I'm saving up for a few weapon skins. I'm just gotten way back in the game. Like, it's
a yeah, lot I played more fun now. A couple times with H-Bomb out there. I tried Knock. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
It's like Knock. Yeah. If you, the way you're supposed to pronounce it is a mix between Nook and Knock.
Nook.
So it's Nook.
Knock.
Very
nice.
Knock. I don't know. Yeah. It's weird. But, yeah.
That's what you're playing right now?
That's what I'm playing right now.
Okay. Now can we go?
Yeah.
Now okay, we can go now it's time for the news.
Yes.
The Joystick News Report.
Joystick News. All right, so the news, you mentioned, though, the patch first. Go for it.
There's a patch. Or it's probably it's an update basically. It's one of their biggest, or not one of their biggest, but it's been a big update since the new season. And it added first of all, the new item, the Chug Splash, which is a throwable heal. So it splashes on the ground and heals anyone in the proximity.
Oh, that's cool.
For 20 health instantly, 20 yeah. health and shield. It goes to your health and then to your shield.
Nice. How do you get those? Are they easy to get or no?
Yeah, they're not hard. They're okay. They're like as easy to get as any other med.
Right.
And
so that probably prolongs the game a little bit more for everybody, right?
Well,
to do that or not really?
Prolongs a fight.
Ah.
I wouldn't say the game.
Man, they got some crazy outfits you can wear now. To me, it's more of it's like now goth kids. Remember, you don't remember. There's kids that were goth, the straight lace. My time, there was, I don't know, well, there was the grunge. And then there was all this type of stuff. And now you guys don't even have your own style in real life. But boy, do you have your style in digital life.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. You walking around like an ice cream cone is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Gotta tell you.
Well, yeah. They've had a weird stuff. If you think that ice cream cone's bad.
Yeah. I do.
They had a dog. Really, you're legit. Like, you have this little, like, pug face.
Yeah.
And you have, like, really skinny legs. And they're kind of tiny. And you have a hoodie on and like right. It's paws.
You know what to me is be like, just sit around and make up the most random combinations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then put skins on it, like a chihuahua tampon. No, something. I don't know, some crazy outfit. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's
they have
do.
Some weird stuff.
Yeah.
But
Oh my God, they should make a costume maker for Fortnite.
No.
Huh? How cool would that be? I just called it. Patent it. No, we can't patent it. No, whatever. Let's just do it. Let's work with the designers. Let's go back to... We just need some designers to work on all of our mm-hmm. ideas. Because they'll make so much money.
Not.
So, all right. So that's what's going on.
Did you say
patch.
Not?
Not.
They would definitely make money with
they
our
would.
Ideas. Our
then
ideas
why don't we do
actually
it?
Actually good.
Come on. You're an entrepreneur. You got all your life ahead of you. Right?
I mean, I'm working at a pizza place. I'm not an entrepreneur.
Great. Yeah. Yes, you are. You're learning the ways of business. And how it operates from the inside out, baby.
Okay.
Love it. Proud of you.
So, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the patch. So not only did they add that new item, but they added a new item into creative, which
yeah.
is called a prop gun. And if you shoot it at anything, it turns you into that. So they added the prop gun game mode.
Nice.
Where you can just, you know, you saw it with, you described it on the show, you were playing, you saw it on Call of Duty and
oh,
thought it was
yeah.
really fun. But yeah, so they added it in Fortnite. It's actually really fun. I played it for like an hour. It was super fun, and then I kind of just got bored of it.
Yeah, I mean, it ran its course.
But. I made my own variant of it, and it got more fun. Like, if you go into an actual one of your worlds, you can make it yourself,
right.
But like different and better. So
cool.
Yeah, that's what I did. What else did they do? They fixed some tweaks to the guns, so you can go like, so you can switch between them faster. And
they're always like tweaking that stuff, right? Just trying to keep the game more balanced.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's a big thing, part of the patches mm-hmm. and everything else too, right? That makes stuff nerfed and makes stuff better. So.
Yeah.
You guys still racing carts, shopping carts, or is that old school now?
Oh, that's old school. They got rid of those.
And
I'm kind of mad they did, but they got rid of those a while ago. All
right. Well, hey, Sharknado fans. Another thing, did you hear about this game coming out? It's a shark role-playing game.
I saw this. This one's so cool.
Called Man Eater.
It's
like Grand Theft Auto for underwater being a shark.
It's actually so cool.
Is it? That does look like it's pretty cool.
I saw gameplay on it, and you're swimming around like New York and the rivers around it, and through sewers and things like that, and you just eat a bunch of stuff. But it's not only that. Like, they have, you level up as a shark, and it went into the sewer, and it was really creepy. And this giant alligator was shown, like, walking past it, and they're like, and the shark slowly backs up, and it said, like, on the screen, your shark is not a big enough, is not big enough to take on this alligator yet, or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
So, like, it's cool. Like, you go around, and in the water was all muggy there.
Can I be like, hammerhead? Can I be a hammerhead shark?
I don't know if you can choose your shark. I think it's only a great white, but...
Gotcha.
It's really cool. Like, it seems simple.
I thought it was a joke at first, and then I read through, and it's real.
No, yeah. It seems like a really simple concept, but it's...
And it's open gameplay, really too, cool game. Right?
Yeah, open world.
Right.
Or I say it's New York. It might be like Beijing or some weird.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know if it's that. They always throw them out there in the Japanese world, right? Eat those guys up. I don't know, but actually it looked pretty. Looks pretty good. The graphics and everything on
there. Yeah, the graphics look really good.
Even
but
the blood when you're eating dudes.
Yeah, you might be able to see the alligator if you skip their head.
Oh, we're taking a look at the video right now. Oh my gosh, look at them just eating them. Oh, dude. Yeah. That's
brutal. And I think it gets bigger and bigger as you go.
Yeah, because he keeps eating, right?
It might be right here. Yeah. Oh my, but there's a lot of different things.
So that's pretty cool. And it's called, what is it called? Maneater?
Yeah.
Maneater 3, or, man, no, just not that 3. I'm sure it'll be 3. Maneater. So you can do, like, all kinds of things. You can be, like, an athletic one. You can be, oh, got a dude. Boom.
Going to, like, a slow motion mode, maybe?
You can do slow-mo eat mode on it as well. That is awesome.
Yeah, and see, the graphics are just really good.
I wonder if you could choose just to eat an arm of a person, that's all, and just let them try to
swim
one arm back to the shore.
I don't know.
So wrong. But crazy cool.
Yeah, it seems really cool.
Nice. All right, so that's what's going on. You can knock people out of the boat. You can jump onto a boat and do it. That's cool. All right, so that's Maneater. It's coming to a gaming thing near you. I don't know what it's coming out. Does it say the
right here? Look, who knows?
What? That's all right. We can just move on.
Sorry, I just wanted to. Never mind. All right, okay. Move on.
So I don't know. It's probably coming to it's definitely gonna be Steam, right?
Probably most. Yeah, it's most likely gonna be PC.
Right.
I don't know.
Let's see if it says it here anywhere. Several hundred bytes.
Well, it was on E3, so it probably isn't PS4. Did you already say that?
Oh, yeah. No, it won't be PS4 if it's at E3. It's at least Xbox then, right?
Mm-hmm.
On it. Well, I'm sure it'll be Steam or it'll be, you know, a Microsoft. Yeah.
It looks like either a Steam game or it looks almost like an Xbox like Game Pass game, honestly.
Gotcha. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
All right, so what else in the news? Oh, did you see the Tesla? If you own a Tesla out there, that's right. We got a few listeners out there that own the new Tesla 3s, a few others that we know of. Tesla drivers can play Beach Buggy Racing 2 now starting today. So, and that was actually starting on the 18th. If you're hanging out in the lights or something and you're getting bored, why not? Why not play a video game while you're walking?
And you turn the
Because they totally got the driverless cars down.
Wait, but you just turn the wheel to the game and it...
Probably, yeah, while you're waiting. That's how you do it, you drive it. How cool is that? It goes into game mode. Oh, that's going to end well. I can promise you that. I can see the news now. But I was playing Buggy Busters, or whatever it's called. Oh, Beach Buggy. Right, sure. Taking out old ladies on the side of the road. So, yeah, Tesla, they offer it. It's pretty cool. What else we have? We have a Call of Duty Ops, Black Ops 4 update. They nerfed the controversial loot box weapon. What is that? Do you know? Loot box.
It's probably, if it's talking about their battle royale mode, I don't know. I didn't play it too much.
Yeah, I don't know. The weapons found in the loot boxes, 4 of them in total, were released as part of the Days of Summer update. So if you go to that, they must be way more powerful. They were at one point than the normal weapons or so forth. So maybe that's why they're grinding. You don't have to grind it out to get great weapons. You just shoot them up. So I don't know. That came out. I know there's a lot of folks playing that game, and
That's cool.
Yeah, that's coming out. So what else? We had one more thing I think as well. Oh, it's just kind of recap on the on the E3. So I know we finished the show last week. We talked a lot about it. You know, we talked a lot of things came out. The Final Fantasy VII remake, the Avengers games. We talked a lot about that. Legend of Zelda. You know, all the actors that came out, right, that they're getting a game. I said that's going to be a big thing for them because as games grow and these people are spending less time at the movie theaters watching movies but watching, you know, their own digital items or maybe just playing games more and more, a lot of these actors will move that way, I bet, as well, to make some coin, some good coin as well. Pretty good show. I didn't see anything else. The customizable controller, that looked pretty cool as well. I'd like to see how that's working. I haven't seen it in use. Have you seen a video of how that's being used? I'm sure somebody's got to have demoed it, but I didn't do it.
Of what?
Of the new controller, the Xbox with the D-pad. Remember the multiple D-pad now where you can do corners and everything?
Oh, no, I haven't. Yeah. I haven't seen anything on that.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool as well.
I've seen a lot more on Google Stadia, though. It's being advertised a lot more. So.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's on its way, too. That's going to be huge. We're going to have that for the new studio, for sure. Mm. So, all right, so let's do this. I believe that's everything, right, that we got for a quick update on the news.
This concludes your Joystick News Report.
Joystick News!
All right, so you do any riffing? In the riff rap.
Well, rift.
Not really. I was watching H-Bomb have his friends over playing. Yeah. It's funny how people just have never tried VR and how cool it is for them when they put it on. Mm-hmm. They were playing like the Minecraft and it was blowing his mind.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, I did get on though and play the Pavlov again, but I stayed in the gun range,
the best part of the game.
A little bit, yeah, because I never did it awesome? Before. Yeah,
I think it's awesome. You can actually probably practice your shooting pretty well there. It's that realistic. I'm telling you, when you get to the range, we'll get you to the real range, and you'll see it's pretty decent. You can't go and start shooting up the walls, but and then you can there. But so, all right, let's take a look. Don't have any deal of the week, but we do have some new releases, so let's take a quick look here before we wrap up. Devil May Cry, this is the week of June 23rd, if you're looking for some new games coming out as well. The week of the 23rd, Devil May Cry is out for Nintendo Switch. Heavy Rain is out for the PC. This got an 8.5, great rating. Some French development team brings you Heavy Rain, a game featuring realistic character emotions and new gameplay. Oh, yeah. It's going to be like, why? And that's what you do. You press all these different moods to try to set up.
It's going
to
be like a way out.
Probably not that bad. It's going to be like, I'm sad. I feel so bad for you. That's the acting. That's going to be what it is, I'm sure. So that's coming out. What else we have here? Mutant Year Zero is coming out for PS4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch in America. It's got a 9 rating, actually. Mutant Year Zero, that looks pretty good, actually. User only gave it a 7.6 rating. Car Mechanic Simulator, that's actually probably kind of pretty cool. It's coming out across the board, across the pond, Europe, Australia, and US, Xbox One and PS4. I think it might be pretty cool if you want to see the inside of a car. I bet you can actually learn a lot about it.
You know what? A VR car mechanic would be cool.
Oh, that would be real cool.
Yeah.
If you're a gearhead, you know, and wanted to do it.
There's a cartoon or a kind of a... Yeah, a cartoon version of it. The robot simulator is playing or whatever.
Yeah.
It's called Job Simulator. One of them was a car mechanic.
Oh, that's cool.
But it was like only working on... It was dumb, like I said. It wasn't real at all. Cool. But if they make a real one, that'd be cool.
Nice. What else? Anything else here for this week?
Yep, June 28th there is. What? I know that.
Oh, June 28th.
Super Mario Maker
Super 2. Mario I'm Maker, so baby. So it's going to be here before we get back. What are you going to do with yourself?
No, it's going to be here the day we leave, vacation, and I'm going to... It's already pre-ordered on my Switch.
Whoa, what is this? Star Wars Bounty Hunter.
Whoa.
What? LucasArts.
For PS4, you're welcome.
PS4. Serious Star Wars aficionados should enjoy the game's story, but they'll force to slog through a lot of tedious action to see how it pans out. They only gave it a 5.4 rating. Ugh. I wonder that. I haven't heard anything about that game. You know it's got to be bad if they're all keeping their death. Why would LucasArts allow something like that to come out? Are you kidding me? It's even got a Mandalorian on the cover.
That's probably their rating. Okay, maybe you'll like it more.
I'm not sure. Remind me when you get back. I'm going to have to check that one out. How do you go by and not watch and try check out a Star Wars Bounty Hunter game? I'm going to Redbox, baby. I'm getting that one for sure. Mm-hmm. It's got the Mandalorians on the front. Get it. Get it!
It's called Bounty Hunter.
What else we got? God of War 3 remaster for PS4 in Europe. Mm-hmm. Friday the 13th game. PS4 coming out. That's got a real poor rating. It's got a 4.
It's a good game, though. I don't know why they did that.
Nobody likes it. Nobody likes it. Thing 12.
Pretty good.
No one. All right, so let's just take a look at the week of June 30th just to make sure we got enough time in here to see anything big happening. Nope, of course there isn't. Dead or Alive 6, Mishiranu is out.
Dead or Alive 6? Oh, yeah.
So I know that people played that game. Dead or Alive. That's coming out. Shovel Knight, Treasure Trove. That is actually a game I know was out. I think that's out in...
it picked up on the Switch.
In Australia. Yeah, that came out in Australia. That Neverwind. I did not try that yet, but I want to. It's out for PC, though, for in the United States.
Neverwinter, yeah.
Yeah, Neverwinter, the Under Mountain. I think that's a pretty sweetness. And Final Fantasy... Boy, I can't keep up with the Roman numerals anymore. What was that, 14? Shadowbringers. That's coming out on PS4 and PC. As well, Red Faction, the Guerrilla remastered, but it's remastered. Ooh, that was bad pun. Bad pun. Just Cause 4 loss.
Lost Dominion. It's a Spanish game.
So. Oh, gotcha. It looks like
it's a DLC. Yeah,
DLC, downloadable content. And I don't see anything else really to bring up. That's it, buddy. All right, good stuff. Quick. Sharp Short Show. Want to get it out there. Let people know what's going on. Let us know what you want to see, want to game. We want to be a part of your world. Please, as always, if you would, how do they get a hold of us?
You can get a hold of us at joystick_show on Twitter, joystickshow.com, which is our website, or joystickshow@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And I think people used to say do our gamer tags, but I'm getting so many... I'm not getting so many, but I'm getting a few invite or friend requests.
Yeah.
And I can't tell if they're from people I play in a Phil game with, like a game with Phil, and they just friend request me because people do that for some reason.
Yeah.
Or if it's just actual the show people, or if it's one, if it's some weird person who, or one of my friends who gave my name to someone else. So I don't know.
Right.
So if you do and you want to friend us, I think they should go on Twitter or something.
Right,
let us know. Or even message us if you do it on Xbox.
Yeah,
message us.
Definitely. Just say, hey, I'm part of the Rumble Pack.
Yeah.
And, we appreciate it. We'd love to chat and game with you and play. We used to do that a lot in the show beforehand. So we look forward to it, everybody. Have a great start to the summer. That's right. Right? Coming up June 21st. Start of summer. So we'll be back in touch and more gamingness of gamifications. That's going on between you and I. We're gamifying the world. In podcast quality audio. That was horrible. I know. I gotta go. I need a vacation. All right. Till next time. Game on.
Joystick. The Joystick Show.